Hey everyone, online campus pastor Robert Murphy, and I have the privilege of doing the Daily Accelerator for today, August 11th. Now I'll be focusing in primarily on Jeremiah 27 through 29 in today's Daily Accelerator. One of my favorite passages in the Bible is from Jeremiah 29. Pastor Gavin Johnson recently preached from this passage of scripture, but I wanted to highlight a portion of it again because it's always pertinent to us. Now Jeremiah has written a letter to the surviving elders, priests, and people of the exile. In it, he gives a command of the Lord that must have seemed odd to the exiles. And here's what Jeremiah says in verses 5 through 7. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there, do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it. Because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Now the exiles, who were God's people living in the Promised Land previously, probably wrestled with this command of God's. God is asking them to seek the peace and prosperity of those that just invaded them and exiled them to a land that wasn't the Promised Land. But is it really that odd a command from God? Establish yourself where you are. Engage with the people around you. Serve your community and pray for it. Seek its welfare. These seem like straightforward principles that any citizen would do, and yet it is increasingly difficult for us. Pastor Gavin talked about how we, as followers of Jesus, often reject or reflect a community and its culture, but we don't try and redeem it. That's what God's talking about here. Go out into your community, be a blessing to it and its people, and redeem it. Continuing on in chapter 29, Jeremiah's words, really God's words to the captives, are extraordinary, and they warm the hearts of those who must have heard them, and they can warm our hearts today as well. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Now, one of the other big themes from today's reading is the confrontation between Hananiah and Jeremiah. Now, Hananiah was an important man. His name means the Lord is gracious, and that would surely have been an appropriate name for a man bringing the message that God was going to send back all the items that had been taken from the temple, and that Nebuchadnezzar himself would be broken by the Lord. Now, whether he had ever been a true prophet or not, we simply do not know. But in the political and moral chaos engulfing Jerusalem after the deportation of Jehoiachin, Hananiah saw an opportunity to gain great influence and power. It is just possible he even thought that his knowledge of God was sufficient to ensure that what he wanted to be true. Maybe he even convinced himself that Jeremiah was a fool and that his own view of God was the correct one. Maybe he was more than a charlatan. Maybe he was utterly sincere. But whatever else he was or was not, he wasn't true in what he was saying. Now there's high drama in the confrontation between Jeremiah and Hananiah. Jeremiah was, as usual, making a spectacle of himself. This time, at God's instruction, he was walking around with a yoke on his neck. One more vivid object lesson to the people of Jerusalem. Now, to the undying embarrassment of Zedekiah and his government, the object lesson was also directed to the ambassadors of all the surrounding nations. They too saw the spectacle, and they too heard the somber warning. Accept the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, or be obliterated. King Nebuchadnezzar himself could not have designed a more effective or unnerving harbinger. Now finally, Hananiah has had enough. It is embarrassing to the extreme. He forces a confrontation, and in a show of bravado, he rips the yoke from Jeremiah's head and shoulders, and pronounces a message of comfort and peace. Now it's easy to see how the average inhabitant of Jerusalem could be confused at this point. You have two prophets here. They both say they speak for God, but they're saying absolutely contradictory things. The confusion could be understood, almost excused, until Jeremiah returns to court with a new yoke and a special message, assuring Hananiah that because of his arrogant opposition to the prophet of God and the Lord himself, his life will be required. Soon enough, just as Jeremiah had prophesied, Hananiah is dead. You know, that should have settled the issue of who truly spoke for God. and I would have thought it might have also discouraged any future self-appointed prophets. But unfortunately, the false prophets kept on coming, and the people kept on believing them. But these are two great themes from today's reading. May we all continue to redeem the cities that we are living in, that we continue to speak the words that God has us to speak.